Elijah back home after 3 years of famine sore. Elijah met with wicked King Ahab, who was as wicked as he was before. Ahab said, "Are you the man who troubles Israel? I'm not the trouble. You are the trouble, and you're in trouble, pal. All Israel worshiped the idol Baal, not the living God of Abraham." So Elijah proposed a contest to prove who was a real God of the land. So now behold the challenge, and you gotta love the odds. 450 priests of Baal against one prophet of God.
You stand between two opinions. If your God's the true God, follow him. But if Israel's God is stronger than all gods, stand up and follow him. You build an altar and I'll build an altar, and under it put no flame. You kill an ox and put it on top, and I will do the same. Then you call on Balaam, cry unto Balaam, and I'll call on God, the God who answers with fire. Let him be God.
Hear us, hear us, hear us cry. Hear us, hear us, hear us cry.
Call on your God, call down your fire. Is your God sleeping? Maybe he's tired. You should dance faster, you should jump higher. Call down your fire now.
Hear us, hear us, hear us cry. Hear us, hear us, hear us cry.
Fire. Is your God sleeping? Maybe he's tired. You should dance faster, you should jump higher. Call down your fire now. Come near to me, ye people, see the power of the Lord. See the altar, see the trench dug all around. Pour 12 kegs of water over so not any part is dry. Now prepare to see the true God send his power down. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day thou art God. I am thy servant, I act on thy word. Hear me, O Lord, my God. Send down thy power. Burned up the sacrifice, burn the wood and the stone, burn in the dust and burn the water. Today God's glory is shown. How long will you stand between two opinions? This is the true God, follow him. Israel's God is stronger than all gods. Stand up and follow, stand up and follow, stand up and follow him.